Anybody who listens to the program here, you've heard me talk about Patriot Foods a number of times. I've gotten to know Adam Malone pretty well over the last couple of years because he took an idea to protect the supply chains for the American farmer. He's been a farmer. His family's been in farming since 1961. And he knew he had to do something to step up to change the trajectory. Otherwise, American farmers aren't going to be here. They keep going out of business. We keep looking at imports coming in and flooding our markets and putting American farmers in a bad place. So Adam set out to change the world, and he created PatriotFoods.com. That's right. You hear me talking about Patriot Foods here all the time. Guess what? Supply chains are good at Patriot Foods because it comes from right here, the good old U.S. of A. Adam, good to have you here today.
Yes, good morning, Steve. Great to be on again. Thank you.
Always good to have you. For anybody that doesn't know the Patriot Foods story, just give them a little bit of a backstory. Explain to you how you made this decision.
Yes, the imports are really killing the blueberry industry in Michigan. We are blueberry farmers out of Michigan since 1961, the family. And the import blueberries, they can grow them cheaper than we can. And they keep coming into our harvest season. And the consumer, most consumers, are not aware the differences that it makes when you pick up an imported blueberry. Well, the same thing is for Florida tomatoes versus Mexican tomatoes. So you learn about these problems and how the U.S. farmer is getting massacred in the markets. And it's getting to the point, Steve, to where they can't even move their fresh produce, make any money. So then they move it into the frozen sector, and it's hard for them to make money because the imports are going into the frozen sector. So we're educating the public. We're putting the U.S. farmer on a pedestal, of course. And that's what we're about. That's what we're about. U.S. only. Shop online, patriotfoods.com, U.S. only. Show your support for the American farmer. And when you show your support for the American farmer, our farmers give back, and they always will. So,
And if you haven't heard the stats, almost 10,000 farms in America go bankrupt every year. 10,000. And that's because, like Adam says, the imports from places, when it comes to blueberries, Peru and Canada and elsewhere, the blueberries that come from Maine and Michigan, best in the world, no question. And yet, when you go to the grocery store, if you don't look at the label, you don't know what you're buying. So Adam has taught me to be a label reader. In fact, Ivy and I, we don't even buy things in the store, Adam. If we see and we look, we say, I'm not going to buy it. Looks great, not buying it. I'll buy something else or I won't buy at all. I'll save my money to support an American farmer like yourself. But I want to share with the folks the good news about PatriotFoods.com. Part of what you did is you put together this website. People can get a lot more than blueberries, that's for sure. They can go to the website because you've partnered with dozens of other farmers around Michigan, and you're bringing in people from Florida, and you're reaching out to other farmers. In fact, if you're a farmer right now hearing this, you might want to talk to Adam because he's putting products out there that are American-grown, American-harvested, and American-delivered. No supply chain issues, plus plenty of cool stuff for Christmas, too. You're putting new stuff up there all the time. You've got meat. You've got cheese. You've got beef. You've got fruits and vegetables. You got a lot going on, Adam.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Your listeners are a big part of how we're selling product, and I appreciate all the business that we're getting from your listeners. It's a big deal. Everybody's purchase makes a big difference, believe me, and come back and see what else we have to offer. Make us your regular stop. It's very important. Put your country first. It's very important.
Yeah, and I want to point something out here because you made a point here earlier and you've made this point here before. You can't grow things here as cheap as they can in other countries. Wages are higher. You have government oversight here, which is all good. Make sure that the crops are fresh and safe for the consumer. When you look, I heard you tell me this a while back, and then I saw it on a package of grapes that came in from Peru, I think. Fumigated. The grapes have been fumigated. Who wants to eat produce that's been fumigated? I don't. I want to buy something that comes from America.
It's because they have to tell you that legally.
Yeah.
The stuff they don't have to tell you, don't worry, they won't. You know, this stuff sits on these boats, and it comes across the oceans, and it's just unbelievable that they can make all these moves, spend all this money and still beat us out of our fresh market. It's sad, you know, it's sick. And this country was formed, created on agricultural. And agricultural is so important to every community in this country. It brings so much revenue to every community in this country. I mean, we don't have hours. We could talk hours about it, how important it is. And we're losing it, right? The farmer's son does not want to go through what dad's going through and surviving off the bank year to year and struggling. The farmer's son says, Dad, I got to do something different. So yeah, we're losing it in many different ways. It's important that we can feed ourselves, right? I mean, we're seeing that now.
Well, it's very important. I mean, if you have a supply chain issue where you can't get a Christmas gift from China, okay, I get that. You're upset because your widget, whatever it is, didn't show up. But if you sit down at the table today and your dinner didn't show up, that's a much bigger problem, Adam, because the American farms went out of business and what's available is not what you want. And it comes from some other country and your produce is fumigated or whatever the hell they do, or grown with, honestly, with water that wouldn't be used for anything in America. They're using sewage water. I mean, it's a fact. Anyhow, more on this later. But the fact of the matter is, you can go to patriotfoods.com right now. Congratulations, Adam, for all your success and doing the right thing. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Yeah, support your U.S. farmers, guys. They need help. We need help. Let's make the store grow. Let's rock and roll, and let's support our country. Let's support each other, huh? How about that?
All right,
for the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
And support PatriotFoods.com. Merry Christmas from PatriotFoods.com and everybody to you, and go check it out today. It's free to look, and if you spend more than $100, like I always tell you, shipping is free. If you spend more than $100, you can get it out there, and no supply chain issues. Adam Alon, he's a hero, an American hero. I'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
My name is